Yesterday morning, for the first time in quite a while, I reached for my sunglasses when I got in my car. Perhaps because of the approaching vernal equinox, the sunlight bouncing off the new snow seemed brighter than it did a month ago. And it reminded me of that time on the mountain of which Luke speaks in chapter 9. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus. Luke tells us that Jesus went up a mountain to pray, and he certainly had much to pray about in those days, didn't he? A short time before, he had tried to tell his disciples about his suffering and dying for the sins of the world. They didn't want to hear it. Later, when he tried it again, an argument broke out among them as to which of them was the greatest in the kingdom of God. He must have felt quite alone in those days. And as he was praying on the mountain, Moses and Elijah appeared and talked with him. They knew what it was like to feel alone. Even though Moses had Aaron to speak for him and several million people following him out of Egypt, yet they grumbled against him time and again. And when the people complained of hunger, even though they had plenty of manna from heaven to eat, Moses said to God, "I cannot carry all these people by myself. The burden is too heavy for me. If this is how you are going to treat me, put me to death right now." And Elijah had once stood up to 450 priests of Baal. And the very next day, he headed for the desert, lay down under a broom plant, and said, "I have had enough, Lord. Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors. I am the only one left. And now they are trying to kill me too." That was Moses and Elijah. Jesus faced more aloneness than either of them had. He would be despised and rejected by men. All alone, he would redeem the human race, taking upon himself the sin and all its consequences. Yes, even their loneliness. So Moses and Elijah appeared to talk with him about the road ahead. And if it was special to the inner circle, Peter, James, and John, to be included on that mountain, how thrilling it must have been for Moses and Elijah. They had not in their entire earthly lives seen the fulfillment of the great and precious promises of a Redeemer, a champion who would crush the head of the serpent and rescue the human race from sin and death. But when they saw him on that mountain, they had long ago left behind the dust and sweat and tears of this life, their time of seeing only in a poor reflection, like a mirror, was over. Now they were glorified, and now they saw Jesus face to face in glory too. Jesus, of course, knew from Isaiah that after his suffering, he would see his offspring. He would see the fruit of his labor, including you and me. And his Father's will would be done. But how strengthening it must have been to him to see the fruit of his doing and dying in Moses and Elijah also on that mountain. Keeping your eye on the goal is not just a help in shooting hoops. It also strengthens us when we pass through the stresses and strains of this life. A woman in labor thinks of the child she will soon hold in her arms. The father at work thinks of the blessings that may come to his family through his arduous toil. An athlete thinks of the prize. Those lying on the bed of pain think of the relief that is promised them. Moses was strengthened when he remembered the promised land to which he journeyed. Elijah was strengthened when he saw more clearly where he was going. And both of them were also encouraged when they saw that they were not so alone as they had thought. We too can be strengthened for any ordeal that may possibly lie on our path, knowing that A, we are not so alone as we might think, but surrounded by a cloud of witnesses down through history, as well as being put in families of various kinds right now. And B, beyond those trials, we also will see Him in glory, face to face. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hymn 720, the last two stanzas of 720.